Hello, welcome to Earth FM's Wind is the Original Radio Podcast. This is Melissa, and I'm really happy to share bonus episodes with you for the next weeks every Tuesday. These are very short and beautiful reflections about nature and sound and life and poetry from our friends. And today we'll hear from Roger Barton. Roger has been recording wildlife for almost 50 years. He's an author and a member of the Wildlife Sound Recording Society. Enjoy.
I recorded that sound back in 1981, near Vestby in Arctic Norway. It's not a particularly interesting sound, but it is one that you can always hear in spring. And if I had put my mind to it, I wouldn't have been so surprised when I walked into my old shed this July. Something was different. After a brief moment or two, I realised that the shed sounded differently. It buzzed. It buzzed a lot. The wasp nest in the corner of the roof was the cause. That first recording was of a queen wasp collecting wood fibres to start her nest. The next one is of the general sounds of a wasp nest, the one in the corner of my shed. The nest was bigger than a tennis ball, but smaller than a football. Those first six or so cells had hatched and gone through their development stages, and the first workers had continued to nest build, chewing up old, dead, untreated wood, taking it back to the young wasp larvae, which in turn chew it into a paste, which the adult workers use to continue expanding the nest. Most people would have immediately called for the wasp nest removal operative, getting it removed before anyone was stung. Being a wildlife sound recordist, though, opportunities like this need to be taken advantage of. So the old 4060s came out. I positioned them near the nest, within an inch. This did present a few risks, but after applying liberal doses of calamine lotion, the pain eased quite a bit. Apart from the general sounds of wasps walking over the delicate paper-like structure and buzzing backwards and forwards, there were some particular sounds recorded, like this one from within the nest. And here's another. I am not at all sure what is happening, but I presume it is the workers and larvae carrying on their work within the nest. Here's another sequence, which was recorded when I observed the wasps adding additions to the external nest structure. The weather in July 2018 was hot, by UK standards anyway, and by mid-afternoon the shed felt like a cauldron. I was certainly perspiring profusely. The wasps combat this heat and lack of air circulation by positioning themselves at the entrance to the nest and fanning with their wings, sometimes in short bursts, and at other times for many minutes on end. It was observed that when one wasp could not fan any more, another would take over. And when greater air movement was needed, a few would fan together. Here's what it sounds like. Wasp experts listening to this may be able to correct my assumptions. I'm sure you will. I will finish with another sequence of sound that reflects the general goings-on of a wasp nest being actively used and expanded. Thank you.